USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Marine veteran Daniel Penny is facing indictment by a New York grand jury for his involvement in a fatal subway incident. The charges against Penny will be revealed during his upcoming arraignment. Initially arrested for manslaughter, Penny, who is white, allegedly employed a lethal chokehold on Jordan Neely, a black individual with mental health difficulties, after Neely purportedly posed a threat to other commuters. After a streak of 10 consecutive rate increases, the Federal Reserve has decided to pause its aggressive approach and not raise interest rates for the first time in over a year.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, and we remain strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank's decision to halt the rate hikes brings an end to the recent string of increases. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending Special Counsel Jack Smith in Donald Trump's federal indictment, stating Smith's commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
He has assembled a group of experienced and talented prosecutors and agents who share his commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
Trump and his allies claim the indictment is politically motivated. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, a Texas Republican and Navy SEAL veteran, is advocating for a bill that grants access to experimental drug treatment for PTSD and veterans.
27% of post-9/11 veterans are diagnosed with PTSD, and the truth is we have not made much progress in treating it.
The proposed legislation establishes a $75 million federal grant program to fund research on magic mushrooms and ecstasy as potential therapies. A study from Iowa State University proposes that restricting social media use to 30 minutes per day can yield mental health benefits. 2 weeks of reduced usage among 230 college students resulted in lower levels of anxiety, depression, and fear of missing out. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
NAACP CEO Derek Johnson believes the debt ceiling agreement will have a detrimental impact on economic progress for black Americans. In an open letter to President Joe Biden, Johnson criticizes the decision to resume student loan payments in the fall, which was part of the negotiations with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Expressing disappointment, Johnson highlights how the deal has negatively affected the needs of black communities. A Virginia teacher recovering from gunshot wounds alleges that the school district is adding insult to injury. Abigail Werner's attorney claims she was fired, while a Newport News school district official says that her contract expired following her prior resignation intention. Werner has filed a $40 million lawsuit accusing school administrators of negligence for disregarding warnings about her six-year-old student being armed hours before the shooting incident. After more than two decades as America's best-selling beer, Bud Light has lost its position at the top. The dip comes after a boycott over the beer's partnership with a transgender influencer.
Dylan Mulvaney, a transgender activist and actress, showed off a personalized can of the beer on Instagram that the company had sent her as part of a promotion. Conservatives, from politicians to celebrities, immediately called for a boycott. It quickly aired new ads, which prominently featured American imagery like the U.S. flag. But it seems it wasn't enough to change the minds of those who boycotted the beer. The top spot now belongs to beer Modelo Especial. Gabrielle Fami, New York.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.